Okay, so who likes Christmas lights? Yeah, have you got lights up in your house? Lights up in your garden? Anyone got light up jumpers today? If you've got a light up jumper, come up here. Judy, you've got to come and show us your thing. Light up jumpers. If you've got a light up jumper, could you come and show us? Do you mind? Don't be shy. Come on. Now, this is amazing. Look at this. Judy, I've got necklace envy. Look at that. That's gorgeous. Look at that. Come on, Rick. That's looking lovely. Excellent. Come on, guys. I'm sure if you've got... come on, Amanda. Let's see your earrings. Brilliant. We got any more? Are we going to wait a few more? Satira and Neman, are you coming? Yo, look at this. Come on, look at this. Oh, come and show us. They're amazing. Look at that. Wow. Now that's something else, isn't it? Look at that. Oh, fabulous. They're great. Anyone feeling any jumper envy right now? Yeah, look at this. You could have a jumper, necklace, earrings, the lot, couldn't you, really? And guys, you know, earrings next year, yeah, flashing earrings. Oh, give them a big round of applause. Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you. Brilliant. There's something about Christmas lights, isn't there? Something about lights at Christmas. And, you know, I have to say, in our house, we do have rather a lot of sets of lights around the place. They seem to grow each year. I'm not quite sure why. I think Martin buys another set every year. I think that's what it is. And if I didn't insist on it, they'd probably stay up all year as well. So we have managed to get most of them down quite soon after New Year. But because something lovely about lights, isn't there? Now, I want to exercise your little grey cells today. Are your little grey cells in order? Have you eaten too much Christmas pudding already? Too many mince pies? How's your brain functioning this afternoon? Are you feeling awake? Oh, I'm not sure. Anyone awake? Oh, one or two people. Okay, so Lois is going to help me. Now, Lois is... did have a mince pie for lunch, so she does need to run it off, so she tells me. This is Lois. For those of you who don't know, I did get told off this morning for not mentioning the fact that Lois is my daughter, so I'm not insulting her. Well, no more than normal, but I'm allowed to because I'm a mum. So Lois is going to do some running around this afternoon, because what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to come up with as many types of lights as possible, and Lois is going to run around and find your raised hands, and hopefully the power of magic media, Jess is going to be putting them up on the screen as we say them. So, types of lights, any kind of lights, hands up, right, quick.
Street lights,
excellent.
Lighthouse,
good one. Here we go. She's not going very fast, is she?
Stage lights.
LED lights.
Fireworks,
I like that one.
Headlights.
Candles,
yes, excellent, I'm liking this. We're getting more hands over this side than that side. Are you all asleep over that side? Oh, we've got one or two. yeah, go for it. Sorry.
Torch.
Very good.
Searchlight.
Oh, searchlight. Excellent.
Traffic lights.
Northern lights.
Cat's eyes.
Sorry, what was that one, Judy?
Cat's eyes.
Very good. There's some more down the front here. See if we can get a few more.
Moonlight.
let's not get into a debate about
the sun.
Thank you very much.
Laser.
What was that, sorry?
Laser.
Ooh.
Bioluminescence.
We had that one this morning. Yeah.
Just checking
Jess's spelling. Bioluminescent. Don't worry about it.
Lightning.
Starlight.
Bright lights.
Right, we have one more.
Flashlights.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Now, don't switch your brains off just yet, because I still need you to be active. Okay, so we've had lots of Lots of suggestions there. Right, okay, so now what I want you to do, if Jessica's, if the media's playing games, okay, is we're going to get, I want you now to tell me what we need lights for. Those lights or any other lights you think about. What do we need them for? What is the purpose of those lights? So, hands up. Lois, are you all right? You've got enough energy?
To cause light pollution.
To cause light pollution. Yeah, I'm not sure that was the intention,
guidance.
But there we go.
Guidance.
For guidance. Excellent. Thank you very much.
To the toilet.
For the toilet. What specifically for the toilet? Why do you need a light in the toilet? Oh, you've broken your... Oh. So you can see where you're going. Yeah. Okay.
To remove the darkness.
To remove the darkness. Yep. You're doing well, Lois.
To make sure you don't crash.
To make sure you don't crash, absolutely.
To make your house look nice.
To make your house look nice, yep.
To know where the fire emergency exit is.
To find the emergency exit. Very good. Very good. They're a bit slower on this one, aren't they? Not so many ideas, maybe. Or maybe their arms are just aching.
Between night and day.
So you know the difference between night and day, do you mean? Yeah.
For insight.
Sorry?
For insight.
I still didn't hear that.
Insight.
Insight. Oh, insight. Anything else? Any other reasons why we use lights? What else do we use them for? We've got a little family debate going on here.
To perform surgery.
To perform surgery. Yeah, you wouldn't want any surgeon operating on you in the dark, would you? No, definitely not.
So you can do DIY in the dark.
So you can do DIY in the dark.
Or yeah,
so
if you want to do DIY in the dark, you have a head torch, you see.
Okay. So you have a head torch, so you can see what you're doing if you're doing DIY in the dark. Right, Tim. Okay. There we go. Yep.
To cook our food.
Yeah. Preparing food, yeah.
To stay warm.
To stay warm. Good one. Yeah. Couple more.
So you can see your Christmas jumper.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So you can see your Christmas jumpers. Yes, definitely. Let's have one more.
Yep. Growth.
Growth. Very good. I like that one. Okay, right. Okay, so well done. I think you're beginning to loosen up there. But what has all this got to do with Christmas? Well, one of the verses that we often read at Christmas time comes from a book of the Bible called Isaiah. And Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." That passage goes on to say, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." And Isaiah there is talking about Jesus. But this was written hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Now, if we fast forward hundreds of years, a gentleman called John was writing about the birth of Jesus. And he wrote in John 1:9, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus was spoken of as being a light. And Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world." Now that's quite a big claim, isn't it? He didn't say, "I'm a light that's going to be one of the lights that you might enjoy." He says, "I am the light of the world." So what does that mean? Well, if we think back to some of the reasons we gave for why we need lights, if we think about the types of lights we thought about, we talked about lights that show us the way so we can find the toilet, perhaps, or so we can do DIY without hurting ourselves. Somebody mentioned about a lighthouse. What does a lighthouse do? Jake? It warns the ships. So it's a warning light. And some of the other lights that we've talked about are warning lights. Someone mentioned the sun and the light that enables us to grow. We need the sun for life, don't we? So there are loads of different types of lights. How does this refer to Jesus? Well, I want us to just look at a few things today that I feel that Jesus is in terms of being light. So first of all, Jesus is the light that shows up the dirt. I'm sure that we're all familiar with that sensation of when you think your windows are clean and then the sun shines and you realise they're not very clean, yes? Well, we've also, our light went on our oven some months ago and I finally got round to ordering a replacement bulb online and Martin fitted it. And you know what I discovered? My oven is filthy. Really, really dirty. And I hadn't noticed how dirty my oven was because I had no light. I was in blissful ignorance. And now I'm not. So now I feel I need to do something about it. So if there's anybody out there who loves cleaning ovens, I'm open to offers. But it is a fact that we don't really notice the dirt, do we, in the dark. It's quite nice because it kind of hides it all. And when we switch the light on, all of a sudden, or the sun streams through the windows, we see the dust and we see the dirt. So Jesus is a light that shows up the dirt. What do I mean by that? Well, Jesus is the only perfect person that ever lived. And his light, his perfection, the light of his presence, actually shows up what is dirty in our own lives. Now, I'm sure if we're really honest, most of us would admit that we're not perfect, yeah? Any perfect people in the room? Oh, one or two children. Okay, I'm sure your parents were not aware of that fact, but yeah, okay. Well done, Jonathan and Emma. I don't know how you've done it. I failed miserably on that one. sorry, nothing personal. So we know we get it wrong, don't we? And that dirt that the Bible calls sin, going our own way, doing our own thing, making mistakes, that dirt is something that affects us all. And when Jesus shines his light on that dirt, we become aware that, you know what, I'm not really as clean as perhaps I ought to be. Compared to him, we're all dirty because he is perfect. He is the light that shows us that we need to be cleaned. But secondly, he's the light that keeps us from danger. Well, you know, if you're walking in the dark, there's things can go wrong, can't they? I don't know, anybody here ever had an accident because you've done something in the dark, tripped over something, walked into something, yeah? Well, I'll make a confession about something I did in the dark. I've done lots of stupid things, but this one was, I would blame on the dark. It was when we were meeting in the community rooms across the road, and I'd come out of a meeting, and Martin was going to be picking me up. So I came out, it was dark, saw the car, went to the car, got in the car, sat in the car, and looked at the driver and realised it wasn't Martin. That point, I realised I'd got into the wrong car. Now, it was dark, so I couldn't really see the car that clearly, and so that was why I'd made a mistake. I think the guy driving was probably more shocked than I was. Bless him. Traumatised for life, I'm guessing. But anyway, so we can make mistakes in the dark, can't we? We can get things wrong in the dark. We can hurt ourselves in the dark. But what kind of danger is Jesus warning us about? Well, you know, there are consequences to our dirt. And the biggest consequence to our dirt, our mistakes, our sin, is that we are separated from a holy God, the God who made us and loves us so much and wants that relationship with us. He wants us to be his children. But because he's holy, he can't be close to us. He can't have that relationship with us while we're dirty. But the wonderful thing is that there's an answer, there's a solution to our dirt. But Jesus comes to warn us that there's danger in the dirt. There's danger in the darkness, that without him, we're in danger. In a different version of Isaiah 9, verse 2, that little phrase that says about people walking in darkness says, "For those who lived in the land where death casts its shadow." See, as human beings, we're all going to die. But the Bible tells us that this life isn't it. that there's more than this life. And our destiny after this life depends on what we do about the dirt now. God is holy, so without him, we can't be around him with our dirt. So Jesus came as a light to warn us of the danger of our dirt. But the good news is, as I said, that there is an answer, because Jesus is the light that shows the way. He doesn't just show us where we're going wrong. He doesn't just shine a light on our dirt and leave us to clean it up. You know, it'd be lovely if my oven cleaned itself. Has anyone got a self-cleaning oven? Well, they say they're self-cleaning. We had one once that was supposed to be self-cleaning, but I never really understood what that meant because it didn't scrub itself. I don't really understand that. But anyway, it would be lovely if my oven would clean itself. But the light, all it does is shows the dirt up. It doesn't do anything about the dirt. Well, Jesus is not just the light that shows us our dirt. He's the light that shows us the answer, who shows us the way to become, to have that relationship with God, to become a child of God. He didn't just show us what was wrong with us. He did something about it. And what he did was he gave his own perfect, perfectly clean life on the cross and took all our dirt, all our mess on himself so that we could be cleaned up from the inside out, so that we could be children of God, so that we can have that relationship with Father God. So Jesus came as a light to show us the way to a relationship with God, to show us the way to be clean. But also, Jesus is the light that brings life. In fact, Jesus said that he came to bring abundant life. So someone mentioned about the sun and about the fact, you know, we can't have life on earth without the sun. And just as we need the sun to give physical life, we can't have, there is no life outside of Jesus. There's no spiritual life apart from him. Jesus came to bring life, abundant life. That word actually there that the Bible uses means exceeding, overflowing, excellent life. Anybody up for a bit of that kind of life? That's life now and forever, for all eternity. So becoming clean is not just about getting a place in heaven and being with Jesus forever. It's about having life here on earth. It begins now because we can be born again into a new life. All the dirt is washed away and we have a new start, a fresh start, a new life, a new family. So Jesus came as a light to bring life above. Finally, Jesus came as the light that brings hope. Jesus is the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you might feel like you're living in a dark time. And when we look at the world, sometimes we can think, oh, so dark, isn't it? It's a lot that is wrong, perhaps, with our world. Even Christmas, you know, is supposed to be full of light, but for some can feel quite dark. And maybe you find Christmas difficult for one reason or another. But Jesus is the light that brings hope in the darkness. Because with Jesus in our life, we will never walk in darkness. That's the promise of the Bible. That doesn't mean we don't have difficulties, but it means that actually we're never in the dark. We always have the light when we have Jesus in our lives. John says in John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You know, this light, Jesus, the light of the world, can never be overcome by darkness. You know, when you switch a light switch on, the darkness doesn't hang around and decide whether or not it's going to go. It has to flee. Jesus defeated the darkness on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the darkness with him. Yes, we still live in a dark world, but it means that with Jesus, the light of the world in our lives, we don't have the darkness in us anymore. We can be children of the light. We can live in the kingdom of light. We will not be overcome by darkness because we have the light of the world in our lives. We can know victory over that darkness, the darkness of sin, despair, hopelessness, addictions, difficulties, health issues. Jesus has won the victory. The light has been turned on. we go back to our original passage. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. There are many types of lights in this world. We've mentioned lots of them. But there's only one who is the light of the world. And we can be attracted, if you like, to lots of things that seem lovely and great and the answer to our problems. But actually, Jesus is the only light, the only one that can clean us from the inside out, the only one that can transform us, the only one that can change our eternal destiny, the only one that can enable us to know God as Father and us as his children. He is the source of that light. And we can know that light. We can know him, the light of the world. And you can receive the light of the world today. It's your choice whether you want to walk towards that light or stay in the tunnel. And our prayer is that you will know the light. This is the good news of Christmas, that the light has come into the world. The light is here. We can know him. And we can receive him. And if you want to talk more to us about that, we'd love to do that. Please come and find one of us afterwards. We'll be available at the front here while you're having your coffee and mince pies. Or come on a Sunday or any other time when we're open. And we'd love to talk to you more about how you can know the light of the world.